And we're now coming up on 16 minutes before the hour of 12 noon as we get into our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Program number 548. As our theme wraps up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature of 50 degrees and again overcast skies here on this Easter Sunday morning. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line, bring him in, and say good morning to Mr. Chris Ebel. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Si. How are you?
I am doing well. Happy Easter to you and your dad and everybody around you.
Yeah, same here to everybody listening in, and yeah, it's a great day where I'm at.
Well,
51 degrees here in Andover.
Andover, okay. All right, home by dad's place then, huh?
Yeah, I always say he lives with me.
Okay.
but yeah, I'm still at Pops' house, and yeah, it's always a fun time here in the Polka household.
Well, very good. All righty. And, you know, we've known you for a long time. I mean, you were only like 3 years old, 4 years old when you were doing YouTube videos already, banging on those drums. But I'm not sure how long ago that really was. But give the listeners a little history, where you were born and raised, who dad and mom are, and a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in Fridley, Minnesota, but we live in Andover, Minnesota. My dad is pretty well known. His name is Craig Ebel. He's got a radio show called It's Polka Time, and he's a member of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, as well as the International Polka Association Hall of Fame member, and he's got his own band. Well, we have our own band now. Diversico. And my mom, on the other hand, she is a descendant of Marv Nissel. Her name is Lori Nissel. She has her own band as well, I Polka Band. I've had a musical family my whole life, and I'm actually related to Larry Olson, Leon Olson, Brian Briggan. It just keeps going on and on.
For sure. You couldn't help yourself. You just had to get involved in music. There was no other way around it, huh?
Yeah, I was forced out of it, out of the womb, but I grabbed a hold of it, and I'm glad I did. This music has been a blessing.
Absolutely. So how old were you when you actually started doing some drumming and picking up musical instruments?
Well, I remember I was around 3, and our drummer at the time of Dad's band, Chuck Burak, for a gag gift, he decided to give my parents a little drum set just to drive them nuts. And it worked for a while because I didn't know what I was doing. But after a while, I'm like, you know what? I kind of like this drumming thing. I watched Dad drum many years, and so I started drumming around the age of 4.
Okay.
And then that YouTube video you were talking about, that came when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
And that just skyrocketed everything. That was a right place at the right time moment.
Absolutely. So where'd you go off to school then?
I went to the Andover Public Elementary School, middle school, and then I graduated from high school in 2023.
Okay. Did you go on to any college then?
Oh no, I'm not smart enough for that. I maybe in the future, but no, haven't gone to college yet.
Okay.
The music business.
And how long ago did you graduate? Just this past year or a couple of years?
In 2023. So
23. Yeah, 2 years ago. Very good. Very good. And did you pick up anything else besides music, or are you making music a full time career?
Music a full-time career for now. However, Dad is in kind of getting me to do broadcasting school here, kind of like what he did.
Okay.
So definitely got the genes for it.
Yeah.
But I'd like to take a different approach. I'm probably going to go and I'd like to be more of a sports commentator than music. But
okay. Well,
yeah,
good.
Hopefully in the future.
Wonderful. Now, did you pick up any other instruments along the way, or is drums primarily the instrument that you play?
Well, when I was 6, I took piano lessons for, 6 or 7 years from, you know him, Jens Jensen.
Yeah.
He was my piano teacher for the longest time, and then my last piano lesson, he goes, "I can't teach you nothing more." And I said, "Okay, sounds good." And I moved on from that. I learned in middle school. I ended up taking clarinet, and I play that every so often, as well as concertina and accordion. So I play 5 instruments, and I also sing now with Dad's group.
Okay.
yeah, but still, the favorite's got to be drums. I think it always will be. But concertina is a very close second right now.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And of course, taking lessons from your dad, or did you have another instructor as far as concertina went?
Well, I first started with, Grandpa taught me.
Oh yeah.
For a little bit. But I couldn't understand reading the buttons and stuff, on the sheet music. So I ended up saying, I'm just going to teach myself. And I ended up teaching myself. I also kind of learned a little bit here and there from Dad and from Mom, and kind of put it all together. And still a lot of work to do on that instrument. You can never perfect it.
You bet. And your dad still amazes me because he was such a great drummer, and I'm sure you followed through the years all of his history. He played with some really big figures in the polka world. I mean, with Frankie Yankovic and with Roger Bright and numerous others, you know, Joey Miskelin and all of those guys, played with them, and just a fantastic drummer. And then he comes out and plays concertina, and he's this world famous concertina player with Diversico. So you got quite a idol there to look up to.
Yeah, I wouldn't inflate his head too much more, Ty. But no, I'm just, yeah, he's that's all of his life is polkas. I mean, he's been playing forever, and I kind of play Slovenian drums, particularly, just like Dad. And actually, it's cool now with our group, Diversico. We do a switcheroo, and I'll jump on concertina, and he'll go on drums because he hasn't played Polish drums in a long time, and he just loves doing it. And he don't practice concertina much anymore, so that's another reason. So hopefully he's listening in here, and he can start practicing a little bit.
There you go. Oh, that's great. Well, you know, and maybe you don't realize it. I'm sure you've been told it already. But people really, really seem to like the youth. I mean, you get the old guy like myself or like your dad or, they'll stand and listen to them. Yeah, they're good. And, boy, they've been playing for a while. But when they see a young guy, and I know you know Nathan Newman and you know even Adam Sandhurst or Dale Damon wasn't that old when he died, all of those people just really stand and flock for the youth. They just love to watch young people take it up. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I mean, I play with a band from Pennsylvania. I hope people know who the Polka Family Band, and along with Hank Gusevich's son Joey, myself, and Alex Finicky. That's three guys that are under the age of 25 And we play at the annual Pulaski Polka Days every year, and in Pulaski, Wisconsin. And man, people are body surfing. I mean, it is the youngest crowd I've ever seen, and it's like they flock towards younger talent and stuff like that. I'm soaking it up as much as I can, and it'll never be as popular as it once was back in the 60s and 70s. But we'll make do with what we got, you know. And it's still a pleasure playing in front of everyone, and it's fun being youth as well because I still have that spark in me.
Well, that's great. That's great.
To play no matter what.
You bet. So, how long have you been with Diversico now?
Well, I've been playing. I mean, I've been a part of the band since I was born, technically. But I don't know. Let's see. I think it was 2015, I officially started playing accordion with them, and then a year and a half ago, our drummer decided to quit, and he just didn't want to play much anymore, and Dad's like, well, you can drum now, and I'm like, perfect, sounds good, and he finally let me sing when I turned 18 in the band, so now I'm singing as well, we're thriving right now. We have a few gigs coming up, and we'll be playing Glencoe in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
We got a gig on Sunday as well at Mersion Hall in Columbia Heights, and definitely looking forward to it. Where I'm trying to get Dad to do a recording this year, and it sounds like we're gonna follow through with it. So.
Well, good for you. You bet. You bet.
It's about time.
So. Mostly Polish style that your dad's band does?
Yes, we do Polish music, Polish polka music. We dabble in a little. That's the one thing I think our band has gotten a good liking for, because people from like the Barefoot Becky crowds or the Roger Bright crowds, they still come out to hear Dad play, because we still do some other favorites that aren't in our genre, but we make it a little Polish theme. Like, for instance, we do Rainbow Valley Polka, but as a Polish polka.
Mm-hmm.
And people love it, you know, and we do Polish mostly in Dad's band.
Okay. Now, you've probably had the opportunity to play along with Grandpa Marv Nissel's band too, huh?
Yeah, I've been drumming with Grandpa and Grandma since I was six, and I actually just played with them at the Lake Marion Ballroom last month.
Okay.
It is so insane to me that my grandpa hope I get his age right. I think he's 86 now. He plays better than me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I don't understand how he does it, and he always tells me, oh, I'm not that good no more. I'm like, you can play with the best of them still, Grandpa. I mean, there's Yeah, I don't know how he does it. And for those who don't know, Grandpa on Friday will be getting inducted into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame.
That's right. I heard that. And what a tremendous honor. And we're talking about Marv Nissel. Congratulations to Marv and his wife, Carol. That is a huge honor to get into the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. So, yeah, congratulations. And now that's got to be quite a contrast when you go from Diversica to playing with Marv Nissel Band, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like my dad always says, we're utility drummers in this household. So, and we love all genres here at the Evil household. So I love getting to, you know, pull the throttles back a bit and play Dutch music with Grandma and Grandpa. It's always a fun time, no matter what style you play. And Grandpa, you know, he loves it all, but I like to keep it as Dutchman as possible with them, because after all, it's supposed to be revolved around Grandpa. You want to hear him play and how good he is. So, German music with Grandma and Grandpa still, and it's always a fun time with them.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. Have you had a chance to do any work with, like, your uncle, with Brian Brigham, or any of those bands at all?
I filled in with Brian, a year and a half ago at Concordia Ballroom, and that's the only time I filled in with him. But I had an absolute blast of a time, because unlike a lot of these Dutchman bands, they don't go seven-piece anymore, and Brian still likes to do it. He gets the big band, and I ended up playing drums that day with Frank Gillespie on tuba.
And, oh boy!
God, that was such a fun time. I mean, Brian is one of the best concertina players out there, and I hope one day soon I'll get to fill in with him again. He plays the best, plays the Sil Liebel library and the Whoopi John stuff, and with three horns, it just barks. It's a great band. Always been a good fan of Mississippi Valley Dutchman.
Well, and that's what I've always said too. I like any music if it's done right, you know, if it's professionally done. And so you go from Diversico, which is primarily Polish, you get into Brian Brigham, very much the Sil Liebel style. And yeah, I can sit and listen to that for hours, but I do like your dad's style too. And then, you know, you get over to Marv and Carol, and that's a little more laid back, or, you know, easy listening. And that's fun. So because it's all done so well by all of those musicians.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I've been playing secondhand accordion with David Austin.
Oh my.
From Madison, Wisconsin. And that's who my dad drums with as well. He's basically the Roger Bright protege.
Yeah.
And he is such an amazing player. And that's Slovenian music as well. So I dabble in everything. It's so fun. And I like drumming Slovenian too.
Well, great.
But yeah, everything. It's funny. Me and my dad, we get on little kicks here and there. If we're on our way to a gig or something, we'll be on a Dutchman kick, and we'll pull out, you know, a Carl Hartwig CD, or the next time we'll be on a Frankie Yankovic kick, and we'll listen to Yankovic, you know.
Yeah.
So we love it all.
You bet. Well, Chris, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a minute, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and if we'll come back to you then right after I read that, if that's all right with you.
Yep, sounds good.
All right. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The Broad of the Week series has begun for another season and continues this week, and it's our smoked andouille-style brats. The andouille-style brats are one of our more spicy and a nice warm, not too hot, brat. They are so good off the grill, in a bun, or diced up in a casserole or hot dish. Yum! Stop by this week and stock up, taking 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And don't forget to use your brat card. You get a punch for every vacuum-packaged package of brats and sausage that you purchase. After 12 punches, the 13th package is free. What a deal! For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Chris, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we get that over to you and hope that you and everybody around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
Oh, that sounds great. My dad will be eating most of it anyway. It'll be my it'll be my rent for this month. I know he loves every time he gets that meat package from you guys.
Yep.
And I like it too, so hopefully he'll let me eat some.
There you go. You bet. And I was going to ask you if you'd ever gotten a taste of it from the earlier packages that your dad has received, and you have, huh?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot. Again, he likes to be in control of it, you know. But rightfully so. It tastes really good.
It's good. That's awesome. Well, Chris, your dad's got about, I've got five CDs, let's see, one, two, three, yeah, five CDs, I think, that Diversico has out, at least. And are you on any, all of them, some of them?
He featured me a couple of the albums we did on a song on drums, but I haven't played a full-length recording in. But again, once we hopefully get this recording out this year, I'll be on, every song. But yeah, he features me in a couple of them. And even on the Ion Polka recording, I get interviewed by, a quick interview by Gary Ramey of Peppermint Productions. That was a really funny thing Mom and Dad put me up to there. But I was 3 years old. I didn't know what I was doing.
So. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm looking at the CDs here by Craig, and I think the most recent one is IHOT.
Yeah, that was done in 2013. So yep. we are definitely due for a new one.
Yeah, and you're the little guy there with the big sombrero on, huh?
Yeah.
White shirt and tie.
Yeah, that was a fun photo shoot day. Yeah.
Yep, really neat. And then of course on Office Party, I see on the back cover. Well, you're sitting with the board of directors there on the front cover, huh?
Yeah.
In a white shirt and a little vest and tie, and that's pretty awesome. And then on the back cover, your sister, huh? Picture of Lauren on the back with headphones on.
Yeah.
And now, is she in the band or doing any music? Or I know she was playing piano too.
Yeah, Lauren still does piano, and she kind of got the dancing gene from the family. She just loves to dance, and thankfully so, because I don't polka hop very often. She just loves to dance, and she loves supporting the bands that we all play with and stuff like that. But she still loves polkas and stuff like that. I don't know if she's going to do any other instruments than piano. But she sings very well as well. She's in choir, and she'll be doing a selection on the new recording. She'll be singing with Dad on there, so that'll be a fun time as well.
You bet. And then the other CD that I see you featured on, and that's the one you mentioned, was you had the interview. You're featured as the CEO on Eye of Polka, and that was on May of 2007, huh?
Yeah. My mom came up with the name Diversico, which means versatile company, and they kind of ran with it. It's like it has something to do with the office space, and Dad thought it would be a funny idea to make me CEO, and I haven't done a single thing a CEO does, it's just the part of the concept, you know. But they rolled with it, and it was a fun time.
Got to ask you, Chris, people always are interested when it comes to concertinas, what concertina you play, and always looking to see if it's a Hengel or a Star or a Stradivarius or whatever it might be. But how about the drums? Do you have your own set?
I do have my own set. Santa gave it to me when I was, when I was 10, and I still use the same set today. However, I use Dad's as well. Off and on, but I still have my own drum set that I use with the band.
And what brand did you get?
Yamaha.
Yamaha.
It's a nice orange set.
Yep.
And it still drives. I've replaced a lot of stuff over the years.
Oh yeah, if you get a little wild with that Polish drummer, you can break some sticks and heads and all that sort of stuff. So it's a little more aggressive than the Dutchman style, huh?
Yes, yes. And when I was even when I was a lot younger, I would play a little bit too loud at most points.
Okay.
But yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, very good. Do you have favorite songs on the CDs? Kind of point blank there. Think back without them in front of you. Is there certain ones that you like to play or like to listen to?
Off of our CDs, I really like Dad made it a goal every recording we do to do a Dutchman song as Polish, and on the first full length recording, unanimously approved, we did "On Your Toes" polka by Babe Wagner.
Oh yeah,
and that, gosh, that song still to this day gives me chills every time we play it. Just a great tune. And then my dad wrote a good tune of, they used to have Polish Days up, I can't remember the name of the, but anyway, it was on Arcade Avenue here in the cities, and he wrote a song called Arcade Polish Day Parade.
Okay.
And that's also one of my favorite tunes that we still do to this day.
Very good. And then moving to the concertina, you have your own or you're playing dad's?
I was playing dad's for the longest time. We still share a B flat. However, I bought my first concertina a few months ago from the city. He was by Norwood Young America. Actually, he was the math teacher of Jim Strelke.
Oh.
He sold me a 64 Star C box, and I've loved it ever since, and I've been playing it nonstop.
Very good. Very good. Well, Chris, we've gotten to that point of the show where it's just about time to get to playing some music by Diversico. But I usually ask every guest before I let them go if there's a memory that they have over their career that they'd want to share with the listeners. And I know, you know, when I'm interviewing, say, your grandpa or somebody, they've got years and years of experience and lots of memories, and it's always fun to see what they come up with. Now, in your case, you're so young, but still, you've had quite a few years of memories, so what have you got for us today, Chris?
Well, I'll let you decide. You want a fun one, or do you want an embarrassing one?
Well, you you can give us both. Go ahead.
I won't say the embarrassing one, because Dad told me not to say it.
Okay.
I think the best story for me was playing with five bands. I played with five bands in one weekend at Pulaski Polka Days 2 years ago. And I remember at one point, and my adrenaline was so high, I think that's what got me through the weekend. So I played, the bands I played with were, I played with Dad's band. I played with a band from Wausau named Polish Connection. I played with the Polka Country Musicians. I played with Hank Gusevich and the Polka Family Band. And then I also played with Michael Costa and the Beat from New Jersey. But I remember there was Patrick Henry from the Wisconsin Dells Polka Fest. He puts that on every year. And Dad will be playing there this year. I just remember I would run in between tents, and at one point he thought it would be funny to buy a little glass of water, and he kept splashing it on me every time I would run in between to wake me up so yeah. I don't fall asleep. But I also remember my sister, she would hand me food during that day. I played about 8 hours straight that day. I think it was the Friday there.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know how I got through the weekend, but, man, it was what a fun time there.
Oh, absolutely.
The last two polka days. And it was definitely the highlight of my career, getting to play with all those bands.
And not just easy to do that, because you're slipping into different drum sets, different drum kits. And, I've sat in. And when I sat down, turns out he's a left-handed drummer, and I'm a right-handed drummer. And so you got to switch things around a little bit quickly. And so that gets interesting when you're playing that many different sets.
Well, that weekend I wasn't playing drums with anyone. I was playing, I played concertina with all those bands.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So thankfully, on when I played with Polka Country, they had their own set of concertinas, because that would have been really tough to carry both concertinas to the next tent and play it all over again. But I remember certain, and it was kind of funny too, because certain bands do certain renditions of songs. And every once in a while that weekend, I would play the wrong rendition because I thought I was with that band, if that makes sense. So
it does.
It was a very hectic weekend, but it ended up being pretty fun.
Quite an honor, you bet. Quickly, just have to ask you before I let you go. So you've got a couple of good idols to follow with Grandpa Marv Nissel, your dad Craig Ebel as concertina players. But care to mention a couple of others that you might look up to, you might like to listen to, that influence you a little bit in a good way?
Well, in terms of concertina, I would have to say, my idol is the late Paul Fadala, who played with the Brass Connection out of Cleveland. He played with the Dynastics as well, and also Lenny Maynard, who played with Heavy Chicago back in the 70s, and Ray Midas. But in terms of Dutchman, I love to listen to my Uncle Brian.
Yep.
And of course my dad and Marv Nissel as well. But around the cities, I also look up to Todd Jurek, who played with Bill Cherniak's Polka Soul.
Yes.
Throughout the years, and another one, Craig Marsolek.
Yep.
from this area as well. There's so many great concertina players around still and to look up to, and or another one you've had on your show, Eddie Blazonczyk Jr.
Yes,
I look up to him a lot, and I've had the opportunity to play accordion alongside him, and man, his fingers move, and God, it's just I could name a million of them.
It seems that way.
Those are kind of the ones I look up to the most.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Chris. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on this Easter Sunday. Our musicians come and play, and your dad knows it, and now you'll know it too. I tell each and every guest at this point, if the good Lord is willing and you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this again. How's that?
Oh, it sounds awesome, Si. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And if you want to hang on, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but have yourself a great Easter Sunday, Chris.
Yeah, you too.
You bet. All right, we will let you run. And there he goes, Christopher Ebel. Chris, our 548th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up with Diversico in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 548th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Christopher Ebel, yes, Chris Ebel, the son of Craig Ebel and Lori Nissel, and what a delightful guest, a youngster there, just in his, I think he's just in his early 20s right now, just out of high school, and just an amazing talent, both on the drums and on the concertina, playing several other instruments, like he said, and just fun to see those youngsters get so excited about music, and especially polka music. So we wish Christopher well as he continues on his music career. And still a lot of years left in his dad, Craig, so they've got a good future ahead of them yet. Hopefully it all goes well. Well, right now we're going to get into music by Diversico. And here's one of those Dutchman-style polkas that they do, one called the St. Paul Polka. The St. Paul Polka with Diversico. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 51 our temperature here in Albany. Here's another one by Diversico, one called the Broken Down Merry-Go-Round.
Wasn't long till I found that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. Sweet kisses you gave was all over town that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. You told me that you would always be near, love me, my dear, through sorrows and tears. But all I had left was a price of a beer instead of a ring made of gold. My heart is breaking. You made me a fool and a clown, but you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. That you loved me, but it wasn't long till I found that you had me riding a broken down merry-go-round. Sweet kisses you gave me, but soon it was all over town. My dear, through sorrows and tears, but all I had left was the price of a beer instead of a ring made of gold. My heart is breaking. You made me a fool and a clown, but you had me riding a broken down merry.
Nice arrangement of the Broken Down Merry-Go-Round by Craig Ebel and Diversico. Well, we're at 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. That's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me information this morning. Easter greetings from everyone at Jeannie B's Tours. Spring is a time for planting, also a great time for planning fun times and adventures. Jeannie B's Tours has all types of tour itineraries planned for you. Maybe a casino day, the musical Grease at the Chanhassen, Jasper's musical shows at Park Rapids, maybe a boat cruise, luncheons, maybe Alaska, Ireland, Medora, Door County, New York, New England, Hawaii, Panama, Canal Cruise, Apostle Islands, Ark Encounter, and many more tours. Yes, the possibilities are endless. Tomorrow, Monday, April 21st, you can join Jeannie B at Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe from 9:30 until 10:30. You can visit about destinations and getaways you might be thinking about while enjoying a beverage and a treat. On May 8th, you can attend the meet and greet with Jeannie B's Tours at the new office located in St. Joe from 9:30 till 11:30 or 1 until 3. Just RSVP to 320-345-1581 for details and the address. You can see presentations for the 2025 flyout tours still available and the 2026 tours. If it is on your bucket list, it is most likely on Jeannie B's schedule. Now is the time to reserve your seats on the Deluxe Trobex Motor Coaches with Jeannie B and staff. Again, 320-345-1581 is the number to call for fun and new memories. As Jeannie always says, remember, seeing is believing. That is all for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, as she brings us the first portion of our musical treat on this Easter Sunday, April 20th of 2025. 29 minutes now past the hour of 12:51, our temperature here in Albany. Music continues with Craig Ebel and Diversico. Here's one that Chris mentioned, really likes, one called the Arcade Polish Day Parade.
Come celebrate up and down Arcade. Musicians play their music loud. Come on out and join the crowd. People shouting, hopsasa, smacznego polska kielbasa. It's the Arcade Polish Day Parade. Friends all meet upon the street, up and down Arcade. Times of fun and stories told of Polish celebrations old. People shout, na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, hey, hey! Once a year, people proud of who they are. Yes, Jeff Polska, yes, Kinewa, hey!
The Arcade Polish Day Parade Polka, Diversico, 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 51 degrees. Here's another one that Chris Siebel talked about. It's the On Your Toes Polka with Diversico. We'll be right back. Great recording there of On Your Toes Polka with Diversico. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. It helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin's still with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand, and I should say even more, because new ones are coming in all the time. Now, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, and he just took care of the two lawnmowers that I have, changed all the belts and hoses, sharpened the blades, replaced what needed replacing, and yeah, it's great knowing. I thatched my lawn the other day already, and it was just nice to go out there, and it's ready to go for the season. And you can do the same thing. Bring your mower out to Kevin's, and he will get it tuned up and ready for the upcoming lawn mowing season. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, you can call Kevin, 320-363-7459. Also exciting news from Kevin's is the fact that he's been carrying the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he has handheld blowers and backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Again, all you need to do is call Kevin, 320-363-7459. Make sure that he's around. You know, it's field work time, time of the year to put in the crops for the family farm. And so Kevin is a busy guy. He'll be doing that as well, but he wants to be there. If you're coming out to see or talk to him about lawnmowers, so give him a call ahead of time. Make sure he's going to be around the shop there, and he'll be happy to show you all the ins and outs of those brand-new Hustlers and also that Eagle brand powered 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So you bet. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Takes us to 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading now at 51 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections with Diversico. Here's one called the Polka No. 5 Polka. Craig, Craig Ebel and Diversico with Polka Number 5 Polka. 22 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with a nice Landler tune, one called The Trumpeter's Landler with Diversico. Trumpeter's Landler with Diversico, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.